Hello.
I'm so sorry about that. I don't know what just happened. My bad, though.
Thank you for calling me back. Oh my God, I was
Oh,
gonna
of
leave.
course. Yeah, I'm gonna do it like that. Let me just try and get him a call again.
Hello?
Hey, my name is Arthur calling from the Shea Drivers. I'm on a record line with one of my customers that you she drives a 2016 Nissan Altima. You dropped her vehicle at the wrong shop, and it has over here the right address where you were supposed to drop the vehicle off at. So you dropped at the wrong shop. I was wondering, what can you do about that to go back out to take it to the right
Yeah,
shop?
I told her we would do that.
Oh, you will do it?
No, yeah, you did not tell
that's
me
what I told
that.
her.
You told me that
You
she
said
was
what?
too far out, and you were. You told me that you couldn't. That
No,
she was too
when
far out in the distance.
I call you back myself. I told you we can do it in the next 2 hours. I
Okay.
called you
No, you
back
didn't.
myself.
Please don't lie. Please do not lie. I called you. You told me you were too far out in Fishers. That's exactly what you told me. You did not call me back. So please do not lie. That is not what you told
Maybe
me.
you did not hear what I said. I was the one who called you back. I called you back
You
from my
didn't call
phone.
me back. I called you. I called you and asked you where you dropped it off at, and you said the GPS said a ride,
Hold up.
and you dropped it off at Bell Tire. That's exactly what you said. And I said, well, can you go back and get it? And you said,
Hold
no,
up,
you're
hold up,
too far
one
out,
second.
you're in Fishers. That's exactly what
Hold
you
up,
said.
one second. I just want to check the number I called. The number I called is 213-330-5033.
That's
No,
not me.
that's
That's
not
not
her.
me.
It's
Oh, sorry.
217-572-6993.
Oh, sorry, but maybe I called the wrong person. Oh, sorry.
Yes, sir. So
Yeah,
I
you
was
can see.
wondering.
So I will do it. I will go back there and pick it up. Sorry about that.
Okay, thank you.
You said what?
Oh,
the
card
is inside. Yeah.
Oh, can I get it?
All right. So he said he'll be back there to pick it up for you, okay? But I'll write a note about that and do a complaint for you on my end for you. So
Okay, what is your name? Because when I called Bell Tire, they already, well, they said it was next to be looked at. So if by the time he get there, if they look at it or fix it or whatever, and it's more than what I expected to pay, or I don't even feel like I should pay for it at all. Is there a way I can get reimbursed?
Yeah, what are they trying to charge you for?
He hasn't told me yet. He said, there's one car in front of you, your car will be next, and we'll call you back and let you know the price.
No,
I'm just like,
hey, I'll call them back right now and say, I don't want you to look at it. It was dropped off at the wrong shop. It wasn't the shop it supposed to be dropped off to. So they look at it without you, even though you told them don't look at it, and then they try and charge you. I would be like, no, you can't charge me. I told you don't touch it, don't look at it.
And so that man, he said, what, 2 hours he could go back and get it?
No, I think that was for another car.
Oh,
so
he sounded like he just messing up. This don't make no
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, so he trying to argue with you, think you somebody else. You telling him
oh,
what
mercy.
You to tell what he said. But yeah, my name is Arthur, by the way. So
okay, well, thank you, and I'm sorry you had to hear my frustration, but it's been one of them days.
No,
and
it's all right. Honestly,
all right. But you said you'll make a complaint. You'll know my account.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
All right.